everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And coming up this week, well, later, we'll be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. It's a welcome back to the show to Thomas Finet. We'll also be discussing quite a competitive playoff race, as we'll be joined by the managers at FC United, Buxton and Warrington Town. We'll also be talking about the battle to avoid relegation with Grantham Town, and we'll be discussing the FA Trophy and the fifth round between York City and our very own Morpeth Town, as we'll be joined by Craig Lynn shortly. But to kick the show off, there's only one place we can start, and to look back at all last weekend's results, as well as the midweek games as well in the Premier Division, it's a big welcome back to the show to Mr. James Hayes, everyone. T-Gots here.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm all right. And how are you? You okay?
I feel a bit more relaxed now. I've not been keen that by Radcliffe Radio for some bizarre reason. So
have you been on Radcliffe Radio? Isn't that delightful? You had an interesting evening, didn't you, on Tuesday? Blooming out, that was a game on Tuesday night against Hyde United. 3-2, the home side winning in the end. Have a good evening.
So for the second half, we were, yeah. I mean, obviously, Radcliffe haven't, in the last couple of games, have lost more games than one even in the second 45. But again, Radcliffe just seems to have a little bit more. However, Hyde could have buried it late in the second half. Tom Pratt missed a massive opportunity to level the game up. And if he'd got that in, Hyde would have had that confidence to go forward. So,
well, a couple of days after that result on Tuesday evening, the Hyde United board announced that they have parted company with manager Jim Gannon. Obviously, sending our best wishes to Jim, always brilliant to talk to. But we'll have more on that news on next week's show, because it's happened a bit late in the day for this pre-recorded show. But Hyde United there making that decision. And like I said, we'll have more on that news on next week's show. But let's talk now about the results from last week and more generally across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division now. And leading the way, 3 points clear, up at the top, we've got Matlock Town. Now, we're going to do a lot of time travelling on this week's show, because we've had two sets of results on Saturday and the midweek games on Tuesday. And it feels like the league's been on a bit of a journey. There's not too much of a coherent story with some of these results. So I think the best thing to do is just read them out, James, and then see what we can do. Right, on Saturday, the league leaders Matlock suffered a 1-0 defeat at home to Lancaster City. Lancaster City scoring in added time with Rodwell Grant. On Tuesday night, Matlock drew 0-0 with Grantham Town. We'll be hearing from Grantham shortly. But I might as well say it now. It was a weird Saturday, wasn't it? Because only two teams in the top half won, FC United and Lancaster City. Everyone else either got beat or drew. Following that up on Tuesday night, it's kind of just opened up everything. And anything's possible now when you've got, what is it, 6 points separating second and eighth. It's all up in the air. I'm not calling it.
I don't think anyone can call it anymore. I think only FC United out of the fixtures got wins out of the top half in both sets of games. Really shows that, again, the league's wide open.
Well, it's actually 9 points separating first and eighth. And we've not really thrown Morpeth Town into the mix yet. We'll discuss Morpeth in a second. But South Shields, they're in second spot. They do have a game in hand, 3 points behind the league leaders, Matlock. Didn't really capitalise, though, did they, on Matlock dropping points? Firstly, on Saturday, it was a 2-2 draw for South Shields away at Buxton. Given the finish to that game, Buxton getting the equaliser with 24 minutes left. A decent result for Buxton, given the form as well that Buxton have had recently. That's not a bad result, I'm going to suggest. South Shields, though, were then beaten by Morpeth Town on Tuesday night. For Buxton, though, they got a 1-0 win at Basford United. So it's a question about Buxton, James. Have they turned the corner? They're unbeaten in the last three games. If we throw in the Hyde United win last week, do you reckon Steve Cunningham's turned it around? Bearing in mind, I've got Steve Cunningham joining us in a second, and he'll listen back to the show, James.
Big week for Buxton there. They had to get something out of these two fixtures there, and they've taken advantage of the fact that Matlock and South Shields have dropped significant points as well.
Well, let's hear about the mood at Silverlands now. And let's hear from the manager at Buxton. It's a big welcome back to the show to Steve Cunningham. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, after a crackers week across the division. Congratulations on getting 4 points this past week. Easier said than done. So the great win over Basford and the 2-2 draw with South Shields. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously off the back of a great win, he's always a good place to start. But for us, it wasn't something that was a surprise based on the performances that we've been producing of late, even though results haven't shown that. A lot of people see results and think, oh, you know, what's going on at Buxton? But unfortunately, the results have just gone slightly against us, but the performance levels have been there. And because we've obviously kept the belief in how we play and the players that we've got, obviously we're missing some key players at those times, the results then we knew would pick up. And obviously off the back of a solid performance against South Shields, in a game that I felt we finished as stronger and should have won, we've then took that into the Tuesday and got a much-deserved 3 points against Basford. And, you know, we're looking to carry on that momentum now and hopefully just pick up the results that match the performance.
Yeah, that's 3 games unbeaten now with the 2 wins. We'll just gloss over the Morpeth result. But, you know, the 3-0 draw with Warrington wasn't particularly a bad result given the nature of that game and how it went in the middle of January. So,
yeah,
do you think that's... As some teams start to enter a bit of a shaky spell, do you think that's Buxton's shaky spell out of the way right at the right time?
I hope so. I hope so. No, I think obviously every team does go through that spell, especially when, you know, if you take out that we lost Diego and Jamie Ward, who were, you know, key factors in our goal contributions and assist contributions. They've missed large parts of the sort of December-January period where we've had some bad results on paper. But then now that they're coming back, it obviously makes us stronger. So going into, you know, the next set of fixtures with a stronger squad, you've always got the best chance of winning football matches and hopefully putting pressure on teams that, yeah, they're going to have dips. Every team has them. But this league does show that anybody can beat anyone on its day. So we certainly won't be taking it for granted that we think we've come out of it. We've lost one in our last five now. When you look at the teams that we've played across that patch, we've played virtually all the top seven. And, you know, when you look at the draw against Warrington, we've come back 3 times. The draw against South Shields, we've come back twice. We were very much in those games. And, yeah, we've come out stronger as a group for it. And we'd like to think that with a bit of consistency now with the results, we can certainly put pressure on the two teams above us who deservedly in their own right deserve to be there. We've just got to hope they slip up. But at the same time, we've got to take care of our own business and make sure that we put win after win. Otherwise, it's pointless thinking about what other people are doing.
Yeah, it was noticeable. The obviously, you got Jason Gilchrist in, so it was hardly, you know, a second-rate substitute. But, you know, with Diego being out injured, it's noticeable he's back in your squad selections now. He was on the bench, wasn't he, on Tuesday night. Are you up for that selection headache that you're going to be having in the coming games as well with Diego getting back to full fitness?
I mean, he's still a bit away yet, to be honest, in terms of full fitness, and it's great to have him in amongst the lads. You know, it's no secret he has been a miss. You know, his goal tally tells you that this season. And but yeah, every manager would like to have the headache of having Jason Gilchrist and Diego as your two forwards. They'll play at the same time as well. You know, we're going to be going after teams. We've got to go and win football matches, and you're a stronger team with both of them on the pitch at the same time. That backed up with the likes of Wardy and Tommy Elliott. You know, Ash Chambers, they hopefully they'll bring the best out of each other. And there's certainly a good team spirit within that camp as well. So they'll get the best out of each other. And we're hoping that we can start taking the chances that we're creating. I mean, we created 20 chances on Tuesday night and we've only hit the target 6 times. Our opponents only had 7 attempts, 2 on target. So if we can hit the sort of target more often than not, we should start winning games with that firepower. So it's a great headache to have. And yeah, we'll see how that happens.
I don't know if you ever heard this cliche before, Steve, but 1-0s do win leagues, apparently. So I'm told.
And it also makes you lose your hair as well.
But that win on Tuesday night you touched upon there was built on good defence. And we should just mention the loan signing of Sean Newton as well from York City over the past week. That's quite a coup. And there he was, not just defending well on Tuesday night, but scoring.
Yeah, it's a great coup for the club, mate. More so because we know that, I mean, people know my past reputation with signings. I like to have a strategy within that signing. We don't just want to sign names. That, you know, there's got to be a purpose. We've had You know, there's a great squad of players at Buxton, but we've gone for a period where we had 12 and 13 fit players. You know, we sign one to help with the cover, and all of a sudden we lose one or two during the midweek, and you're fighting the elements all the time, as all clubs do. So when the opportunity to sign Sean off the back of him, asking would we be interested, because obviously the relationship he's got with other players and he's heard what we're doing, it was a no-brainer. And he brings that experience, he brings the know-how, and yeah, his performance level on Tuesday was fantastic. And, you know, as a manager, when you bring a new signing to the group, you're hoping it works out, and it couldn't have worked out any better. The fact that he got the winner as well, which helped us get 3 points. But like I said, we've got a fantastic squad of players, and once they're all fit, hopefully they'll all bring the best out of each other.
So, Steve, looking ahead, 4 Saturday games coming up now over the next 4 weeks. This interview is going to end with all the fours. 4 points from top spot, 4 points inside the playoffs. Looking forward to the challenge over the next 4 weeks, starting with Nantwich away this weekend.
Can't wait. You know, this is what you're in football for. You're in there to compete and try and win things. And we're certainly in that race for promotion. And we're not looking at playoffs. We're looking for that top spot. Because if you aim for it, then hopefully we have a successful season where we're still in the playoffs. You know, if we aim for playoffs, we're probably going to fall just outside. So there's some great competition in and amongst us with the likes of, you know, Matlock, South Shields, Bamber Bridge, Warrington, you know, Stafford's FC. They're all picking up some fantastic results of late. So it's going to make a great advert for the league, I believe, knowing the games that we've just been involved in. But like I said earlier, we've just got to take care of our own business and make sure that when teams do slip up, we're just, you know, we're creeping around the corner and we'll keep knocking on the door and we'll take it to the end of the season the best that we can to give ourselves the best chance of that promotion spot. But it is it's certainly exciting for the neutral, but not for the managers who are all involved, because any slip up, it does put a little damper on it with the quality that's in the league and around you.
Steve Cunningham there, manager Buxton, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So a decent week for Buxton, a win against Basford and a draw against South Shields. They're in third position, 4 points from top spot. But as we've said, they're actually only 4 points inside the playoffs. It's very fluid at the moment, the playoff race and the title race. The title race is becoming pretty open as well. But Matlock have still got that 3-point lead up at the top. But South Shields, in the middle of Matlock and Buxton, do have a game in hand, 3 points back. Let's go to Scarborough Athletic and discuss their results from this past week. Scarborough on Saturday, a 1-1 draw with Hyde United. On Tuesday night, Scarborough got back to winning ways, James, beating Whitby Town by 2-1. Given the week that everyone's had in and around the playoffs, that's not a bad set of results, that, for Scarborough, in particular that midweek win there over Whitby.
Yeah, again, it's just a big 6 point there against the Whitby side, because then both of them were pushing for the playoff sides. I'm glad Whitby won. Roles would be reversed and Whitby would be sitting in the playoffs at this moment in time. Scarborough unbeaten in 8 now, and they find the form at the right time. Similar with Buxton, they've got the goal scoring threats coming through. As soon as Coulson comes back in and starts scoring, they're going to be big playoff contenders. If they continue in the form that they are, I can see them going through the late title race, especially if the top three keep dropping points as they've been doing.
Well, the only problem is that Scarborough have played a few games more than everyone else, haven't they? But it's 5 points.
Yeah, I know. About Michelover.
But it's slightly different though, isn't it, with Michelover? Because Michelover, that's a relegation battle. So the form is form, as Roy would say. Whereas if you're in the title race, the chances are you're going to be surrounded by teams who win their games in hand, if I can put it like that. But that might not be the case given the past week. But anyway, Scarborough definitely involved in something, be that the title race or the playoffs, that's for sure. Let's have some post-match reaction from that win on Tuesday night over Whitby Town. Here's Jonathan Greening, manager of Scarborough Athletic, speaking with Scarborough Athletic's YouTube channel.
Jono, in front of 1,600 fans here at the Flamingland Stadium, you've come away with a derby victory. You must be absolutely delighted this evening.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. You know, it was always about getting the 3 points tonight and pushing us and keeping that momentum going. I didn't think we started the game too well. First 10, 15 minutes, we were slow out of the blocks. We talked before the game about being on front foot and really going for him, but we didn't really get started. You know, obviously they scored the first goal, bit of a mistake by us, but to be fair to the lad, it's a great finish into top bin. Then after that, we got going a little bit. We had a few half chances, but I think probably the turning point was when the lad got sent off, and you know, we got the goal back, and then it was always about how we could break them down, because we knew they were going to go into probably a 4-4-1 and try and get us on the counter. And I thought second half the lads came out and were absolutely terrific, you know, moved the ball well, tried to get the ball wide, tried to move the ball quickly, tried to break them down as best they could. And you know, we actually don't score a good goal, but we scored a deflected free kick from Water, so but we'll take that goal, and I'm absolutely delighted to get 3 points.
And of course, the fans who came out tonight, there was big hype before the game, 1,600 people in the Flamingo Stadium, the, you know, 95% of them Scarborough fans. What's your word to the fans as they go home this evening?
Absolutely brilliant. You know, it was absolutely bouncing, especially when we scored our goals. Obviously, it's not nice when you lose a goal early on in a game, and you know, but I thought the fans really stuck with the players, especially when, you know, we had that little bit of, I wouldn't say luck because it was a stupid thing from their player, but when their man got sent off, I think that gave us a lift as well and gave the crowd a lift. And, you know, once we got the equaliser, once we got the second, you know, they were bouncing just like us, and we're all absolutely delighted. And it keeps the run going. I think we've only lost 1 in 13, so, you know, we just need to keep going that till the end of the season.
Yeah, parking this result tonight, Jono, of course, you got a chance to get on the training pitch on Thursday, and then you're back in action at Lancaster City on Saturday. Another tough away game in the Northern Premier League, but you'll be hoping that you can continue the run.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, like you said, we'll be training Thursday. Probably be a lighter session because, you know, it was a tough game tonight. But yeah, difficult game against Lancaster away from home. Pitch isn't the best, but we go there in confidence, we go there with belief. You know, like I said, we've only lost one game in 13. The players are great lads, great team spirit, and we'll be going there to get the 3 points, that's for sure, and hopefully we can get that and, you know, creep up the league even further and keep pushing. And, you know, we want to get promoted, and all the players want to get promoted, and obviously all the fans want to get promoted, so we'll keep giving our best.
Jonathan Green in there speaking to Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel after that 2-1 victory over Whitby Town on Tuesday evening. And a big thank you to Scarborough Athletics media team. Link to Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. Now, let's talk about the final place in the playoffs. That's filled by Warrington Town. Warrington Town, a 3-3 draw with Grantham Town. We are going to be joined by Dennis Green shortly at Grantham, just to talk about the mad week Grantham have had. But it can only be summed up by that game at Cantilever Park on Saturday. Quite a remarkable game of football, this. Grantham Town taking the lead early doors in the first half. Then not much happens for a while. Warrington get an equaliser after half-time. And then towards the end, all hell breaks loose. Grantham Town take the lead again with 12 minutes to go. Then with 5 minutes to go, Warrington get an equaliser. Then in added time, Warrington, I think it's safe to say, thought they got the winner. And then Elliot Durrell turns up right at the death and gets an equaliser for Grantham. 3-3 the score. What an advert for the Northern Premier League. They followed that up, incidentally, well, we mentioned it earlier, but Grantham, a 0-0 draw against Matlock. A point, 2 points from Matlock and Warrington. I'm pretty sure Dennis Green would have bit your hand off for that. But Warrington, they did bounce back on Tuesday evening with a 2-1 win over Nantwich Town. And what that does for Warrington, it sees them in the playoffs. They've got 2 games in hand over Scarborough. They've got a game in hand over Whitby and FC United. You know, they're 8 points from top spot. It's about solidifying themselves in the playoffs, isn't it? As best they can, and see what else happens. But they needed that Tuesday night win, didn't they?
They did indeed. I mean, obviously, Nantwich Town themselves have been a little bit bananasking in the last couple of weeks. Okay, it's week there for Warrington, I'd say, but great recovery there. And the next couple of weeks over Warrington are going to be the vital ones. An away win, especially like the FC United next coming Tuesday, if you get one there, that's a massive 6-pointer coming up.
Warrington, incidentally, on Saturday, will be travelling to Hyde United. Not an easy game, that one. So, big week coming up for Warrington Town. Let's hear more from Cantilever Park now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to the manager at Warrington Town. Here's Mark Beasley. Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that victory on Tuesday night against Nantwich Town. Sees you stay in the player positions. How was it?
It was a tough game. They're a good, really good team. Nantwich, like, I don't think the league position reflects how good, you know, good a squad they are and how good players they are. And they've probably been a bit unfortunate. And it was a good win for us, especially being a sort of local derby as well. So it was a good win for us. We needed it after a couple of draws and a defeat in the last three games.
I was going to have to bring up the Grantham match because it was just, I'm imagining a very bizarre last 10, 15 minutes or so of that game. I mean, when you look back, it might be a point gained rather than 2 points dropped that one. I mean, what's your thoughts on that particular game?
I think it was a difficult day with the conditions. And I think, you know, they deserved a draw. Probably a draw was a fair result from our point of view. Obviously, to concede nearly off the last kick of the game with a mistake is hurt. But, you know, overall, they deserved a point. So we've got no complaints.
So as the past weeks transpired out, as it's gone on, it's become very, very up in the air, not just the playoff race, but also the title race. I mean, what's your thoughts on how things are going for the top eight, top nine at the moment?
Not really bothered about anyone else, Dan, to be honest.
No, I mean about how you fit into it all as well.
As I said before many times to you and to the local press, we just concentrate on ourselves. As if you don't win, you don't perform well enough, you won't win games. And if you don't win games, then you don't deserve to be up so far from the table or the top playoff spots. So I would say that's all our focus, really. We can't control what the teams do. But the teams are having a good run, good luck to them. We can only control what we do.
With that in mind, let's
talk. Boring answer that one.
No, it's good. That's what I'm expecting all managers to be like, just keeping a lid on things. It's exactly what you should be doing. But with that in mind, Hyde United this weekend, it's been obviously big news this past week with Jim Gannon leaving his post at the club. How does that affect your preparations, given the fact that the way they line up might change? I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
It does affect it a little bit because obviously we've had them watch and we've done our homework on them, but that might all change come Saturday. But with that in mind, we've just got to concentrate on what we've been doing well and what we've not been doing well and try and, you know, improve our performances, really. So we thought we'd done well on Tuesday, but we need to put together back-to-back performances and then hopefully the results will look after themselves.
Yeah, and I already know the answer to this question, but after this on Saturday, you've got FC on Tuesday. We've got Morpeth at the end of the month as well. I mean, it's twice, haven't you? We've got them in March in the return fixture. This is what it's all about, though, isn't it? This is why you're involved in football for occasions like this and this running that's shaping up across the league.
Yeah, you know, FC United are a very good team. You know, they're on a great run. They've got some really, really good players and, you know, good luck to them. We like going there because it's a great ground, a big crowd and good stadium, and it feels like a really good game and always a good atmosphere. So anyone who doesn't look forward to going there, you know, shouldn't be in the game because it's a fantastic little stadium in our league. So we look forward to going there. And same Morpeth, league haven't helped us because we've got an empty Saturday, but making us go 3 days later. So that doesn't help us. But, you know, it happens to other teams across the league. So we just have to just get on with it. And same, I think Morpeth's one of the best teams in the league. And the trophy runs prove that.
And with regards to the coming months or so, how much are you looking forward to it, Mark? Because I was looking at the progress of Warrington and you've been fifth, sixth or seventh all the way through the season. And with a couple of wins or so and results going a certain way, you could get yourself right up to second. So are you looking forward to the next couple of weeks and months or so?
Yeah, I didn't know that would be in our position, average position. Well, if we finish fifth, then I'll take that now. But one of them things where you just have to just don't look too far ahead of yourselves or get too down if things don't go you well, because there's a long way to go. I wouldn't say you look too far forward. You just got to concentrate on the next game. Obviously, with the games coming thick and fast the next week, it's about making sure we perform each game and get the lads ready and prepared for each game, really.
Well, Matt Beasley, manager of Warrington Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and all the best in the coming weeks.
No problem, Ben.
Matt Beasley there, manager of Warrington Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to FC United now, James. FC United have had a good week. I think it's safe to say that. They've carried on after the Whitby Town result a couple of weeks ago. They followed up the Grantham Town win with a good 2-0 win over Witton Albion on Saturday. And they followed that up on Tuesday night with a win over Lancaster City. If you throw the Grantham game in, three tricky games which FC United have safely navigated past. They're now on the same number of points as Warrington, Bamber Bridge. They're a point ahead of Whitby Town, who, like I said, beat them a couple of weeks ago. They're 8 points from top spot. They've played a couple of games more than everyone else. But FC were 10 points outside the playoffs in November. And look where they are now. It's a 4-goal swing difference to being inside the playoffs. I mean, it's quite remarkable, the turnaround at FC.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the biggest win is the 2-door fixtures we've just had there recently. They've got themselves right into that playoff race. Got a vital 2 weeks coming up looking at the fixture list. So again, getting the form as they are now, if they can come out the next 2-3 weeks with, we'll say, 12 points out of 15, again, similar to Scarborough, they could be late contenders for a title race.
Well, let's say about the mood at Broadhurst Park now, and it's a big welcome back to the show to FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations, I have to say this. In a week where everyone's been stumbling and scrambling for points, FC United have just been constant. 2 wins from 2. How has the past week been?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously, Ben, you know, winning games of football and keeping clean sheets and, you know, picking up maximum points, it always makes you smile, but you know, I'm under no illusions. It only seemed like yesterday that we couldn't pick points up and we were losing to, you know, Grantham at home 1-0. So, you know, the recent run of form has been exceptional. But as you know, football changes so quickly. So you enjoy it while it lasts. You don't get too high when you're winning. You don't get too low when you're down. But at the minute, things are going well. But we're just keeping our feet on the ground and looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, talk about that run that FC have been on. You go back to game 15 and FC United were 15th. In the league table. Double that, game 30, up to 6, just outside the playoffs based on goal difference. It has been a remarkable run.
Yeah, Ben, it must have sounded like a broken record after 15 games. You know, when Lavercombe misses a couple of games, my goalkeeper, I've no Donoghue, I've no Jones for 6 weeks, I've no Smith, I've no Ennis, I've no Dodd, I've no Potts, I've no Linney in a game. You know, it was one thing after another, and we didn't seem to be able to get a settled side out. But I never doubted that when these lads were going to return to fitness, then we'd go on this run. And, you know, if you look after the last 15 games since we've had, you know, kind of what I would say our squad back, our fully fit squad back, we're top of the form, guy. Now, that doesn't give us any divine right to get promotion or be in the playoffs, but it just shows that we have built a really good squad. And unfortunately, you know, in management, you get hit with injuries, illnesses, COVID, and you know, we've been unlucky this season, but we haven't moaned. We've kind of got on with it. We've lost games that we felt that we should have won. But when we've had this full squad back to full fitness, and we've started picking points up. So, you know, delighted with the lads' attitude, delighted with the support we've had from, you know, the fans and the backing. And we just carry on, and we've got, you know, like I said, 12 games to go, and we've got to try and pick up as many points as we can do between now and the end of the season.
I obviously speak to you a lot, Neil. I make no secret of the team as a support and stuff. But I've been saying in recent weeks, oh, we're 12 points from top spot, 10 points from top spot, 8 points from top spot now. And it's a huge February coming up, which could stop me asking you those questions or could intensify them somewhat. Gainsborough this weekend, Warrington, huge game on Tuesday night at home, Scarborough away next Saturday, and finishing off the month at home to the league leaders, Matlock Town. This is a big set of games coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like, Ben, that the giddyometer's moving from red to green, you know, and, you know, people do get a little bit excited. For me, you know, like you said, we were 15th after 15 games and we were hoping for a top 10 finish. And all of a sudden, we've gone on this run and teams above us have dropped points and maybe wobbled a little bit. But it's very much in people's hands above us at the minute. We've got to make sure that, you know, we go to Gainsborough and we try and pick up maximum. Like you said, we've then got Warrington, we've then got Scarborough, we've then got Matlock. But even when we play Hyde and Ashton and Micklethwaite, there are no easy games in this league. I've mentioned already Grantham, who were bottom of the league, came to Broadhurst Park and beat us 1-0. You know, we went to Buxton when they were flying and we won 2-1. You could never predict results in this league. For us, we have a points total in the dressing room, which will get us where we think we want to finish at the end of the season. If we do, fantastic. If we don't, we reevaluate and we go again next season. I've talked openly about this. My sole quest at FC United is to make sure that we're financially solvent, we're doing things the right ways, we're not, you know, spending money that we don't have, and if and when we're ready to get promoted, then hopefully there'll be an injection of that money coming in and we're able to compete with the top sides. But at the minute, you know, it's not kind of us crying poverty. We haven't got that money at the minute, but we've got a fantastic football club that's stable and has got a vision and a direction of travel in the next few years, and I want to be part of that. The players want to be part of that. The fans want to see, you know, exciting games of football, and things are coming to fruition at the minute, Ben. And you know, we're not going to stop a promotion. We're not going to stop a playoff charge, but we've got our feet firmly on the floor and we know, you know, where our expected target level is this season on our actual playing budget. But, you know, I've shown in the past as manager of teams like Bamber Bridge, it's not always down to budgets. It's about the side that you build and the belief that you're building. And we've got a really good side and we've got really good belief. So, we're enjoying the ride at the minute, but football can change in a second. So, you know, like I said, we'll keep our feet firmly placed on the ground.
Neil Reynolds there, manager of FC United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So, big week for FC United this week to come. And later, we'll be having a full fixture preview with Thomas Feeney, of course. Bamber Bridges' midweek game was postponed. A 0-0 draw at Ashton United. Can I just congratulate the volunteers and the ground staff at Ashton United for a remarkable comeback. That pitch on Saturday, I saw the photographs. That wasn't coming back. But yet, on Tuesday, just a remarkable turnaround. Well done. But back to the playoff race. Just a point for Bamber Bridge this past week. They're tied with FC United and Warrington. Bamber Bridge do have a game in hand on FC United and do have a game in hand on Whitby Town, who are 1 point behind them. Shall we talk about Morpeth, James? I think that's a good place to go to now. Morpeth, they've finally beaten. It's been an incredible run that Morpeth were on, but Nantwich Town beat them on Saturday. Two goals from Dan Cockerline in the opening 26 minutes. Big 3 points, that one, for Nantwich. But Morpeth did bounce back on Tuesday night, beating South Shields by a goal to nil. Just your thoughts on that, James? That's an important victory, not just because it's against South Shields. It gets Morpeth back involved in the playoff race after that slip on Saturday. But also, as we'll find out in a second when we hear from Greg Lynch, sets them up with a bit of momentum heading into the fifth round of the FA Trophy this weekend at York City.
Yeah, and with York, and obviously South Shields is a massive derby for him. To the point where it's a big, big rivalry between the two sides. No disrespect to that, which they played brilliant football from what I've seen from the highlights to get the great win there.
Well, let's hear about Morpeth Town heading into this big game on Saturday in the FA Trophy. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to manager of Morpeth Town. Here's Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to Saturday's big match against York City in the FA Trophy, let's just have a little catch-up with this past week. One defeat, one win. Let's focus on the win. What a performance on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was a massive performance Tuesday night. We first time since October, we lost in the league to Nantwich on the Saturday. So we were looking to put it right against South Shields on Tuesday. We knew it was going to be a very hard game, but the lads were fantastic. It was an absolute immense display from all of them. And the big thing is we got the 3 points, which we needed, because if we lose that, we also lost against Blythe in the County Cup on the Tuesday before Nantwich. So it was a big result Tuesday. It was even bigger than normal with it being a local derby. We needed at least a point, and we've got all three, and I was over the moon, especially with the way we won down to 9 men for the last 10 minutes. Was crazy, but the lads dig deep and were fantastic.
How are you shaping up with regards to the suspensions for those two players? Because as a result of that win on Tuesday, it kind of puts you, not that you're out of it really, but it puts the playoffs back within focus again. 6 points from the playoffs, you've got a game in hand over Warrington, two games in hand over FC United. So there's a lot to juggle, isn't there, before we even talk about York?
Yeah, we're down on bodies. We should have a few bodies back from injury for this Saturday, so that's good. And then next Saturday against Hyde, we'll lose the two lads that got suspended. So it's always, I mean, everyone's probably in the same boat, but you're juggling players, you're juggling numbers. 2 weeks ago, I had to leave three lads out of the squad. Then the week after, we only had two subs. So that's non-league. That's what it's about. You get injuries, you get suspensions, you're training twice a week, you're playing on the Saturday, you've got a lot of games. And look, we were bottom of the league when I took over. We just, again, the old saying, you take a game at a time, but that's all we've done. And we don't dwell or we don't get too excited with what's happened previously. We've won, we've ticked them off, we've lost. We said, right, well, we can't do anything about that. You just got to put the next game right. And come the end of the season, or come with three or four games left, we'll see if we're in with a shot at the playoffs. And if we are brilliant, we'll kick on. If not, we've had a fantastic season. We've got York and the FA Trophy, another fantastic game on Saturday. And that's one of three cup finals to get to the cup final of Wembley. So We go there with the belief that we can cause an upset, because we've been down there before. It's going to be a very tough game, but no doubt we'll be very much up for it.
Let's talk a bit more detail now about the York match. How big is this game because, like you say, you're only a couple of games now away from Wembley potentially. So, how big is this game in the grand scheme of things against York?
Yeah, again, cliches, it's the next game, but it's massive for the club. I mean, it's only the third or fourth year that we've been in the FA Trophy, and getting to the last 16 is outstanding. I mean, the club were lucky enough back in 2016 to win the FA Vars, but for me, this is a couple of steps ahead of the FA Vars. You've got fantastic teams in it, up to the conference, which isn't a small league anymore. You've got some fantastic teams in the conference, so it's massive. And to have a massive team like York away is brilliant. Hopefully, we took 300 in the FA Cup. I think we'll definitely get double that, so hoping for about 600 there. Wow. And we've got to go there with the belief. We've got to give everything, and if we walk off the pitch, win or lose, and we've give everything, then that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, and how important are that 600 supporters tomorrow? What role are they going to play?
Oh, a massive role. I said it previously. We do well in the big games, and we do well in the cup games to support us at home, especially at home. And that gives the lads a lift. We've had it at Lancaster. We've had it against South Shields. And it just gives you that extra bit, extra spares you on that little bit more. And when we had 300 in the FA Cup, we were 1-0 down, but we were never out of the game. And when we scored in front of them, it was, the roar was as loud as I've heard from Orbiff, and that's only with 300. So if we can get double that amount down there, and we might need a goal, or we might need to hang on for the last 10 minutes, as a player, you know that having that extra bit of support behind it gives you that little bit of lift, that little bit of energy which you don't think you've got. So they're going to be massive for us. So I kind of wait for tomorrow. It's going to be a great occasion.
Greg Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, and a big good luck to Morpeth on Saturday at York City in the fifth round of the FA Trophy.
Especially because I'm there as well.
Yes, James Hayes will be there. So good luck, everyone. you were there last time, weren't you? And Morpeth won. So against Boston, wasn't it? So I think you're fine. Let's go to some other results that we've not mentioned yet. 0-0 between Stafford Rangers and Whitby Town on Saturday. I think when we had Paul Connolly on the show last week, he was saying it was going to be a draw. It was a draw. Well played, Paul. There was a draw as well on Tuesday night between Stalybridge Celtic and Gainsborough Trinity. That finished one apiece. So both teams getting a valuable point there and moving themselves away slightly from the relegation places. But let's talk about this battle for safety now. And we mentioned it earlier, Granford Town taking a point against Warrington, taking a point against Matlock. It's been a good week for Dennis Green's side. Let's hear from Dennis now, who I caught up with on Friday. Well, Dennis, a big thank you for joining us. And what a remarkable week you've had. Three straight draws now, which three away points as well. I mean, what's your take on what's gone on since Lancaster away last Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we've been there, I think, for about 9 or 10 games now. You know, it just takes time, because when you first go in, you've got to assess the group, then you've got to work out who's not right to try and keep you up, and then you've got to find the right replacements and who wants to come to a team that's bottom of the league. And so the recruitment's quite difficult, but I think we've done a good job now in the recruitment. I think we've had about 9 out, we've had about 12 or 13 in. And I think the last 3 games have shown that now, that the group's now capable. But obviously, we are where we are. So still mentally, for the players, it's getting over the line. I think we've been in front in 4 of the last 5 games. At Warrington, we was in front twice, and till 5 minutes to go was 2-1 in front, then 3-2 behind with a minute to go. So, you know, we've got 3 fantastic away points. You know, when you look at where we are in the table, we've now got Ashton at home, Nantwich away, Witten at home, all teams directly above us. By getting them 3 away points, it now gives us a chance that if we can get positive results in them games, we can get above them. So if we wouldn't have got these 3 away points, we'd now have to win all them 3 and we're still behind. So massive 3 away points, great for confidence, you know, Warrington a playoff team and Matlock top of the league. So I think we're in a good position now squad-wise, and we're in a position now where we can win games against teams, you know, mid-table and below, and we've just got to try and make sure we take them points when the fixtures come round.
I have to say, I mean, going back to the FC United match a couple of weeks ago, I saw that spirit in the team, and I thought you were very, very unlucky that afternoon. Speaking of spirit, I mean, Warrington away. Walk us through that last couple of minutes or so, because looking in from afar, it seems, let's use a cliche, it was a good advert for the league.
It was unbelievable because we were so comfortable first half. We had the wind against us and we'd gone in 1-0 up. So you're thinking, you know, we're okay here. And we was. We went through the second half. Yes, they put us under a bit of pressure, but we was fine. They get a goal. And then against the run of play, we go and get a goal. And we think we're okay now because we got it in the 78th minute. We're okay. We just got 12 minutes. And then all of a sudden, I think it's the 85th and 93rd minute. Then we're 3-2 down and there's like a minute left on the clock. So, yeah, it felt like a win at the end of it with a minute left to get that goal back, to get a draw. But, you know, we'd have took a point before we left. We'd have took a point at Lancaster before we left. And obviously, same at Matlock. So, and yet we could have won two of those. I mean, the Matlock game, it was a 0-0. We probably only had one real good chance and they probably had the same. But the other two games, we was in front and we had the chances to win it. And like I say, against Manchester, you know, we was in front with 12 minutes to go and their equalising goal was the fella overhead kicked a challenge on our player. It should have been a free kick to us. Ref didn't give it and they broke away and scored. So, you know, that was a difficult one to take because it was in any other game, you always give a free kick there when the boots are raised that high. So we feel like we've been really unlucky. And obviously when you're down there, you don't get a lot of luck. It seems to go against you. But yeah, really pleased. The groups, we've got a great group together now. The spirit's good. The next three games are our season. You know, if we can get 7 points out in the next three games, we're in the pack along with all the others.
We saw that with Mikulova, didn't we? Last month, they had three big games with teams around them and they managed to get 9 points out of it. And that was huge for Mikulova. You've got the weekend off, but you've got a Tuesday night's game against Ashton United, like you touched upon already, then Nantwich away, Witten Albion at home, a huge three games coming up. This Tuesday night game at home, you know what I'm going to ask you, Dennis, about the home farm? I'm sorry to bring it up, but that has to change, does it? And it's coming. It is coming.
Yeah, I don't think it affects this group because that home form has been over the last year. I don't think we've won at home. But this group has only been together, say, 4 or 5 games. And, you know, they unless somebody mentions to them, they wouldn't have a clue. So,
sorry.
You know, I don't think that's going to play a part because this group hasn't suffered for 40 games and not winning at home. So, yes, it's a difficult stat to take, but I don't think that's going to come into play on this game. I think we've just got to focus now. I mean, when you look at our last 5 games, we've been away in 4 of them. We've had Scarborough, Manchester, Lancaster, Warrington and Matlock. So there's 4 of them teams that are in the playoffs, or one of them's top. So to still be hanging in there after them 5 games when we could have been well adrift, and now we've got 4 out of the next 6 at home. I know our home form ain't great, but we've certainly got better fixtures on paper to play, and we've managed to come through them 5 games and we're still in contact. So we're pleased with that.
Just a closing thought. Looking forward to this challenge coming up over the next few weeks?
I am, because, you know, in a week's time, come Tuesday, we could potentially be on the same points, or if not in front, of Witten and Nantwich, which would put us out of it with 9 games to play. But on the other side of the coin, if the results don't go our way, we're probably dead and buried. So the next week's going to be tough, because at the moment, I think we're 7 points behind both of them. But where we have a midweek game, I'm not sure they do. And then we play both of them. They can't get points if we're beating them. So if we've got 9 points, potentially we could be above them. But obviously it can go the other way, can't it? Do you know what I mean? If we lost them 2 games, we're then 10 points away from both of them with 9 games to play. So then that would be a big ask.
Well, Dennis Green, manager of Grantham, big thank you for taking the time out of Friday to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. And all the best in the coming weeks.
Stop, man, mate. Thank you. Give us a call in. If we win those 3 games, give us a call.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll be back in touch. No problem at all, mate. Dennis Green there, manager of Grantham Town. So a good week for Grantham just gone. A good result as well for Witten Albion on Tuesday. Witten Albion beating Ashton United by 1-0. So a win this past week for Nantwich, a win for Witten Albion, and 2 points for Grantham Town. It's got a bit tight again, hasn't it? It's 7 points the gap between Grantham and safety, as we just discussed there with Dennis. 2 points now the gap between Witton Albion and Hyde United. Mickleover, surprisingly, have got themselves to a point where they've got games in hand over other teams. I don't know how that's happened. But congratulations to John McGrath's side for suddenly having games in hand and keeping themselves above the relegation line. They've got a 3-point gap between themselves and Witton Albion. But it's 5 points between Gainsborough and Ashton United in the relegation places. So it's a bit like we were talking about the playoffs. It's still awfully open. But a good result for Witton Albion, bouncing back from that defeat at Broadhurst Park on Saturday with a 1-0 win at Ashton United. And that's all the results from this past weekend. And plenty to come, as we've discussed on the show. But we're going to discuss it in a bit more detail now, as we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, to preview this weekend's matches. But James, big weekend to come, not just in the league, but also big good luck to Morpeth. You're going to be at the York Community Stadium on Saturday. James, just before you go, quick plug for all the social media channels for this weekend's coverage.
So Northern Premier League on Twitter, where we'll be having live updates as well on there for the Morpeth-York game. And on Facebook, Official Northern Premier, Instagram, Official Northern Prem, and TikTok, Official Premier League as well. If you're listening to this on the Friday night as it goes out, it's the last day to vote for the Goal of the Month competition. If you've missed, if obviously you're listening on a Saturday, because I know a lot of people do click on the link on the Saturday as well, keep your eye out, because I think I'm going to be announcing the winner of that at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening. And then obviously you've got the YouTube for the Goal Show and everything like that going up forward too.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. Just to let everyone know, for those unaware, this show is pre-recorded, and this week we pre-recorded the show before the news from Hyde United that Hyde have parted company with manager Jim Gannon. But just to let you know that this fixture preview coming up now with Thomas Feeney was recorded before that news from Ewan Fields. But it's now time to draw our eyes to the future. And joining me now, it's a big welcome back to the show to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, where no doubt the weather's better on that side than it is over on this side. It's Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I feel guilty now, because just as I said that, the clouds opened and some sunshine shone down on this side of the Pennines. So
I tell you this, it's always sunny on this side of the Pennines.
That makes both sides. It's always sunny in the north. How's that? But welcome back.
Common ground.
Exactly. Welcome back to the show, Thomas. And before we get to the league, let's talk about the FA Trophy. Morpeth Town this weekend, travelling to the York Community Stadium to take on York City in the fifth round of the FA Trophy. What's your thoughts? It would be an upset, but you wouldn't put it past Morpeth, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And I think when you look at the recent form of Morpeth and just how well they have done, I know that they had that blip against Nantwich, but you talk about going into it with one result, building confidence, beating South Shields, you know, winning in a derby, you can't really go wrong, can you? And with York, and their form has been so hit and miss at times, I wouldn't put it past Morpeth getting the win here. And, you know, what a fantastic win it would be in the new stadium.
It really would. Big, big good luck to everyone at Morpeth Town. But, Thomas, while I've got you here, let's talk about the league. Well, there's some big games this weekend. Let's start with the league leaders. The league leaders, Matlock Town, travelling to Whitby Town. The gap between first placed Matlock Town and eighth placed Whitby Town is just 9 points. It's a huge game. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's the game where both sides will be looking and thinking, we've not had the best of midweeks. You could argue the best of weeks, you know, in terms of both teams gained 1 point out of a possible six from the two games. So I just think it's the amount of pressure on Matlock, you know, there is a little bit of pressure, because I know, look, at the start of the season, I think everyone was saying, look, South Shields full time, they've got to be favourites. But when you get to this stage of the season, and you know that, I know that South Shields have got a game in hand, but they are 3 points behind, you know, Matlock must, there must be a few Matlock fans who are thinking, wow, we are so near, you know. I know they're so far as well, but it is a massive game for them. And playing Whitby Town, it's not an easy game, especially at Whitby. Their home form has been actually a bit of a miss at the start of 2022. But when they turn it on at home, you know, Whitby are really hard to play against. So it's a very important game for both sides. And if Whitby were to gain the victory, obviously it would knock the gap between them and top. It would knock that down a bit. So, I mean, I think this table is just fascinating because it is so close at the top. And we are looking at kind of, if one team can just go on a run of 10 wins, they've got an incredible chance of doing it, whoever that team is within that top sphere.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the importance for both teams. Warrington travelling to Hyde United, FC United travelling to Gainsborough, Bamber Bridge taking on Stafford Rangers. There's a way of the results going where the gap between Whitby Town and the playoffs could be 4 points come 5 o'clock on Saturday. So that's what we're talking about, aren't we? It's a huge, important afternoon for everyone in the top half, that's for sure. We'll go to South Shields next. South Shields taking on Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles, they've got games in hand, but it's all dependent on the next few weeks. It's a tricky game, this one, for Atherton Coles, isn't it? But that being said, it's a tricky game for South Shields, really, as well, given this past week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it was one of those results where you looked at Morpeth's home form and you just felt, this is a real test for South Shields, you know, and obviously, it didn't go the way they wanted it to. And all of a sudden, I know results around them kind of went their way, you know, probably went as best as you could expect them to. But they really need to, you know, because it's all well and good going, right, we're 3 points behind with a game in hand. But, you know, one or two bad results and all of a sudden it becomes more than one game where they have to get the win to have a chance of going top. So it is a really tough game for them. You know, I think for Atherton, their last away match in the league was against Whitby Town and they won 2-0. So, you know, it shows you there that they can get that result. And it's probably a little bit too much to say that there's any chance of them, I'm saying this really hesitantly, just in case they went on a run and they win them 3 games in hand. But if they won this one and then win the games in hand, they've got a great chance, haven't they, of being right in there. So, I mean, it is just such a tight division right now.
Unfortunate that we have to do these fixture previews every week. I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, because it's just, you say one thing. I mean, who'd be a pundit, eh? Thomas, another question for you to do some Nostradamus impressions for. Buxton travelling to Nantwich Town. Have Buxton turned the corner just in time?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the quality of the squad and you look at where, you know, the manager and kind of the direction that they're all trying to go into, this blip was a real surprise. You know, I think the big one for me was that win against Hyde. You know, it was a tough game against, you know, Jim Gannon always sets his side up well. And they got that win and I think you could sense, I don't know if the word belief is right, but there was certainly that thing of, right, we've got this win, now we can move on. They probably have turned it round just at the right time. If they lost these last 3 games, all of a sudden they're fighting for their playoff place, aren't they? You know, it really is that tight. So I think, you know, Cunningham will be happy with how the last week and a bit's gone. And in terms of their recruitment, you know, they've definitely got characters in there that have experienced battles in terms of, you know, being in title races, etc. So it's a good dressing room to have, I'd say, in terms of some of that experience. And but again, you know, you look at Nantwich and that win against Morpeth will have really given them a boost. And I know that they then lost to Warrington, but that's a, you know, going away to Warrington and in the position they're in was always going to be a tough match. So this is one of those games where I think if Buxton take their eye off Nantwich in the slightest, they'll be going with nothing. So it's another really tough game.
And with all that being said, Scarborough Athletic in fourth. If results go a certain way, Scarborough could be second by 5 o'clock on Saturday, which is a brilliant turnaround, isn't it, really? Scarborough Athletic travelling to Lancaster City, though. Lancaster, brilliant result last Saturday. Tough game, but only narrowly defeated on Tuesday against FC. Tough game, this one, for Scarborough.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a really interesting situation with Scarborough because watching the way that they were playing, they were crying out just for that focal point up front. And they got Jake Day in and all of a sudden, right, the results actually didn't turn around immediately after his arrival. But all of a sudden, you could see where they were going. You could see what the plan was in terms of it. And fair play to Scarborough Athletics Board as well, you know, because there was a time where the results maybe were just going a little bit, you know, in the wrong direction. And there were some people saying, does Greening have that managerial experience? And I think, you know, he's proven all those doubters wrong, going on this fantastic run. And, you know, like you said, if results go their way, all of a sudden they go from, you know, a couple of months ago looking like a team that would be mid-table to being second. I mean, it's remarkable. I know they've played more games, but it still is that thing of, do you want the points on the board of games in hand? And with how tight this league is, I think points on the board, you know, isn't that bad a thing. And, you know, you look at Lancaster, the resolve they showed last week, get that last-minute winner against Matlock. I think you could see the scenes right at the end where they were all running to the manager. You know, there's a dressing room there. It's a United dressing room. And I know they lost midweek, but like you were saying, it was a tight game to only lose 1-0. So you certainly can't rule them out of doing something this season.
No, and obviously Scarborough approaching game 32. And just to go back to the progress, the journey this particular squad's been on. After 13 matches, they were 13th in the league table. And then they spent weeks just yo-yoing between 10th and 7th. And I mean like the middle part of the season. And then they just slowly clawed the positions and brought teams back towards them. And like we said, to have the chance to go second this weekend is phenomenal. I'm going to just leapfrog over Warrington for a second, because FC United have been on a kind of similar journey, haven't they? Where I think they were 10 points outside the playoffs in November, and now it's only goal difference that separates FC United and the playoff positions. They're travelling to Gainsborough this weekend, and this is where I open up the book of cliches and things that we always say about Gainsborough at North Holme. Tricky side to beat at North Holme, Gainsborough Trinity, Thomas. That's what it says in my book, just here.
You can't count all your chickens at once. Yeah, I completely agree. I think midweek as well for Gainsborough, by the way, the young side they put out, it was, I think the average age was 21, I believe. And to go and get a point at Stalybridge is a good result for them, you know. And I think the work Joe's done there, you know, deserves a lot of credit. And you look at their home form, I mean, it is just remarkable. They have still only lost one home league game this season. And fine, there's been, you know, probably a few more draws than they'd have liked in that. But it is such a, you know, a fantastic run. But again, you talk about FC United and that run they've gone on. I think losing to Whitby, you know, it was very interesting to see what the reaction would be. But then what a reaction that is. Your next three games, you win all three. And, you know, that's something that certainly is something they can build on.
Yeah, on Tuesday, incidentally, I'll just cover off the Tuesday games shortly, but FC United hosting Warrington on Tuesday, which is very, very interesting. But it's only interesting, really, based on what happens on Saturday. And that takes me to Warrington's next game before that, as they travel across Greater Manchester to take on Hyde United. It's what you just said about Gainsborough. Hyde United need to get some points on the board. Tough game, this one, for Warrington.
Yeah, a really tough game. And I think the last time I was on, I was talking about, well, Jim Gannon's, they're all right now. They'll be all right now. They can just start to think about next season almost. And since then, they've not won a league game, you know, and nine without a win in the league for Hyde. You know, all of a sudden, you go on that little run where a couple of wins and a couple of draws, and, you know, you go, oh, we're four unbeaten, to you lose a few, and then you're nine without a win. And it's a massive game for Hyde. I think that Warrington, you could argue they've been in the same position the last few weeks, in that they've been drawing a few games too many. You know, they got a good win against Nantwich. If they beat Hyde, it sets up a mouth-watering game midweek against FC United, because, you know, in terms of who's going to get them playoff places, it really does seem to be anybody's guess at the minute.
Bamber Bridge taking on Stafford Rangers on Saturday. It's a weird one. You'd imagine, if I can just be a bit of a statistician, I think Bamber Bridge might have preferred this game at Marston Road, given Stafford's form at home this season. It's a really important game for Stafford Rangers, this one, isn't it? But it's an important game as well for Bamber Bridge to get themselves back in the player positions or maintain the pace.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at those recent results for Bamber Bridge, and you know, the last four games, 2 points out of a possible 12, they'll have seen the likes of Scarborough and FC United, you know, picking up the results, and it just makes this game even more important for them. You know, you look at Stafford, they're 8 games unbeaten in the league. You know, they've gone on a nice little run, you know, a steady run. There have been, again, probably one or two draws too many in that run, but they're another team where, you know, one or two of them draws had been wins. All of a sudden, they're right in that playoff mix.
Just to clarify what I said earlier about Stafford's home form, based on the last 10 games, they've got the 20th best home form in the league, or the third worst, if you will. But there's plenty of draws in the last 10 games, so they're improving on that side. But if it was away games, Stafford Rangers have the second best away form in the division at this time. So, yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier, about whether you prefer to play Stafford at home or away. But Bamber Bridge at home this weekend to Stafford Rangers. Let's go down towards the lower half of the table. We've already mentioned some of the big games taking place for Nantwich Town, taking on Buxton, Hyde United taking on Warrington. What about Witton Albion? They're taking on Stalybridge Celtic. Big win for Witton Albion midweek, Thomas. I mean, what's your... Is it a great escape, or is it just them playing games of football? Because they've got so many games in hand over everyone else.
I think it is. It's one of those where that thing of games in hand has slowly but surely started to drift away now for Witton, because there was a point where they had 6 games in hand on some teams. It was, you know, ridiculous. And I know they've still got 3 games in hand on some of the teams around them, but that's why that win against Ashton was so important, because it's, you know, it's all well and good going, right, we've got games in hand, we'll be all right, but you lose a few, and the thing is, they got a really good draw against Scarborough as well thrown in there. And I think it's just that thing of, they needed that first win. You know, that first win in, it was their first victory in the league, I think I'm right in saying this, since the 26th of October, which, I know they've not played as many games as other teams in that time frame, but still, there must have been a mental thing of, we're approaching here over 3 months since our last league win. And all of a sudden now they've got that victory. They can now be at home, you know, and kind of go, right, you know what, we've got a good result against Scarborough in our last home game. We've got that big win, you know, away from home against Ashton. Now let's try and build on, you know, facing Stalybridge, who, you know, haven't had a bad run of form themselves in some respects. I think the loss against FC United, a really good point against Morpeth away from home, a good win against Bamber Bridge, and then, you know, that draw against Gainsborough, which was against a really plucky Gainsborough side.
You get the impression, Thomas, that this set of results for Stalybridge has just eased the burden of having to look over the shoulder a bit. They're not completely safe yet, but it's been a good fortnight, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the thing is, now you would expect them to play with just a little bit more freedom. You know, they've just got that little bit of breathing room. But again, with the way this table is, they know that, you know, they've had a good fortnight. If they have a bad fortnight, they'll be right back in there again. So they do need to just keep plodding away and getting the point here and there, and they should be all right.
Yeah, remarkably, Mikulova, who I made this comment earlier in the show, but Mikulova have now got games in hand over teams around them, which I don't know how that's happened, because a month ago we were saying, would you rather have the points on the board or games in hand? Well, Mikulova, they played about 8 games more than everyone else. But here they are, still above the relegation places, outside the relegation zone. Mikulova this weekend hosting Radcliffe, and we might as well throw in Basford United as well as they take on Ashton United. Basford's an interesting one, isn't it? Because they played 30 games. That's 3 games more than Ashton United have. They've only got a 4-point lead. But Ashton United, really, they'd be kicking themselves over Tuesday night, won't they? Because a win on Tuesday would have been handy, but they've still got games in hand. So what's your thoughts on these two games? Mikulova against Radcliffe, Basford against Ashton.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you look at Mikulova, they've done that. You know, they've had a brilliant start to 2022, in fact. You know, they've won all the games. And it's interesting you said that, because I just naturally assumed Mikulova, you know, had played more than everyone else still. There was a time where they had played 6 games more than some teams around them, and it was kind of like, right. And then all of a sudden you look and think, hang on a minute, what's going on here? But look, they've had a great start to the year, you know, and, you know, getting wins against teams that in and around them as well will really have helped them. For Basford, I think with the changes that are being made on and off the pitch, you would say that this is a transition season for them, but it's only a transition season if they can just stay mid-table. You know, they don't want to be going into those final 5-10 games where there is that little bit of pressure. And, you know, I think for Ashton, the, you know, what you said there is absolutely spot on. If they'd have got the win midweek, they would have just had that little bit of breathing room. You know, they've had a nice run of form at home against Witton Albion. They'd have expected to get something from that. And, you know, that will have really disappointed them there. I think it's every team minus Witton Albion they've got games in hand on. It is just that mental thing of if they could go, right, we're more than 3 points clear, we can just kind of know the pressure's off just that little bit going into these games.
Right, that's all of Saturday's matches. Big thank you to Thomas Feeney for helping us run through those games this weekend. Let's just a brief mention for Tuesday. Afferty Colts taking on Witton Albion, Grantham Town hosting Ashton United, Micklover against South Shields, and Stalybridge Celtic taking on Nantwich Town. Needless to say, it's a pretty crucial Tuesday for the bottom three in the table. I'm saying that could change given Tuesday night and the potential for Saturday's results as well. And speaking of that combination, just to throw out some things to look out for on the terraces on Tuesday night if you're a supporter of FC United, Warrington Town or South Shields. If results go a certain way on Saturday and Tuesday evening, South Shields could be 3 points clear at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, whereas FC United or Warrington could be second in the league table. But there's a lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas in all of that. But that's where we are. So Tuesday night could be very, very important, but it all depends on what happens on Saturday, of course, both at the top end and the bottom end of the table. Thomas, just a quick plug for your work. Loads of stuff going on in non-league circles and your Twitter feed, very, very busy. How could people keep abreast of it all?
Yeah, well, if you want to be bored rigid, it's at Thomas Feeney on Twitter.
Thomas Feeney, big thank you for joining us and you have a lovely weekend in sunny Yorkshire. And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's show. Just a reminder, that fixture preview was done before the news that Hyde United have parted company with manager Jim Gannon. We'll have more on that news on next week's show, of course. But in the meantime, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.